Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble, all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
Welcome back to 7 Detail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Louisville, Kentucky. On the road today. Next week, I'll be back to regular. Thanks again for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. And her book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. I think that's the right title, Grace Marie. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. HarperCollins, Broadside Books.
Yeah, find that wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out also from their website. Grace Marie's here to talk to us about, she's reporting to us on what Obamacare is going to cost us. In the previous segment, we talked about a couple of things. Grace Marie, you've got another list there of different things, different elements of the of Obamacare, and what we're all going to have to start spending money on and dealing with. So talk to us about what's on your list.
Well, and before I do that, the book, our book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, actually has a chapter in how this law is going to impact employers and employees. And so, you know, the chapter is maybe 20 pages. It could probably read it in 15, 20 minutes. And employers would find that this is really helpful to them in understanding what's coming. It's available at any online bookstore. So there are several things that employers specifically need to be aware of. And one of the things that takes effect in January of 2013 are additional Medicare tax withholdings. Employers are going to be required to withhold an additional almost 1%, 0.9% of Medicare taxes for, and this gets ridiculously complicated, for all earnings in excess of $200,000. So, you know, the employer, the business owner may be in that category if they're filing on a Schedule C. The current Medicare tax is, of course, 1.45%. So that raises it to 2.35%. That's just one of the 21 new taxes in Obamacare.
21 new taxes in Obamacare.
21 new taxes.
I thought President Obama said he was lowering taxes. He was cutting taxes.
I know. That's one of the many broken promises. He also said he's going to lower our health care costs, and you weren't going to have to lose your health plan or lose your doctor, and it was going to lower the deficit. None of that's true either. The big one is that's coming, and that's the beginning of 2014, but companies are already starting to plan for this, is the employer mandate tax. That's separate from the Medicaid mandate and the employer mandate that were being challenged in the Supreme Court. So far, no one has taken this to court yet, but this says that any employer with more than 50 full-time employees, that means people who work 30 hours a week, they've redefined what a full-time work week is, by the way, that you have to provide health coverage or you're going to pay a $2,000 fine times the number of employees every year forever.
Until they raise the fines.
And if any of your employees were to go into the exchanges to get health coverage that's subsidized by the taxpayer, that also starts in 2014, then the fine raises to $3,000 per employee. So there's a huge, huge hit. A lot of employers are seriously considering putting most of their employees on part-time, so they can escape this tax.
Most companies can't do this, Grace Marie, who really need full-time professionals. They can't really do that. A lot of companies can't. But here's the thing. If companies know what's going on and they realize that this is a freight train coming at them to hit them in 2014 and they're thinking about growing their business, they're hoping to grow their business next year, and they are, and that growth could potentially put them into the 50-plus category and be hit with this requirement, they are starting to make adjustments in how they think about growth. which means I won't hire as many people. I'll contract with somebody. Or, you know what, maybe I just won't grow. Maybe I'll just back off.
Well, and a number of people are doing the calculations. There have actually been some congressional hearings on this. The people have said, you know, I've got 47 employees. I'd really like to open up another pizza restaurant across town, but that puts me in the category of the employer mandate. If I then had to just pay the fine, not even buy the insurance, it basically eats up their profit margins. They have nothing left. Why should they do that? Why should they go through all that hassle to open a new business when it basically is going to mean that any profit they're getting from their little two or three chain of restaurants is going to vanish.
Right, right. What else? What's another one?
There are also flexible spending account contributions. A lot of employers, you know, have flexible spending accounts, health savings accounts. There are all sorts of rules and restrictions.
I've got an HSA. Is it going to affect my HSA?
It affects your HSA because it basically says that now to just buy over-the-counter drugs, which used to be able to be subtracted from your health savings account,
right,
that you now have to have a doctor's prescription to get an over-the-counter medicine. And
right,
and be able to, you know, that's your money that you're putting into these flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. And now you have to go see a doctor, which is, of course, going to mean that you have a much bigger expense.
Right.
I actually am worried that health savings accounts are not going to survive, and that's because of new provisions called medical loss.
Let me tell you why HSAs have been targeted, folks. HSAs are the enemy of Obamacare. Because if every American had an HSA, Obamacare would never have passed. We'd be in the streets protesting this thing. Because once you have an HSA, you like it. I promise you. And we'll take a quick break. Grace McReturn is our guest. She's the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Check that out. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, what benefit are we going to derive? What are the benefits of Obamacare, if any? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.